We all know JEA wants to move into new headquarters because its current tower downtown needs a lot of work. Jacksonville Daily Record associate editor David Cotton looked into exactly how much, and he's here now to share that with us. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. David, you requested some public records to look into exactly what JEA has been putting into this building downtown. What did you find?
Well, since 2009, JEA has spent over $8 million on repairs and what they call capital maintenance on this building, really just keeping the building up to code for its 760 employees and for the combined million customers that it serves between the electric, water, and wastewater side of their business.
And what did those repairs include?
We saw things like $6 million in structural work. This includes just overall repairs on the building, elevator work, re-roofing, waterproofing the tower. And these costs are spread between the six-story customer service center. There's a parking garage that they maintain across the street on Church Street and their 19-story tower. These buildings are very old. They were built in the late 1960s. JEA got a hold of them in about 1988, and since then have kind of dwindled down their workforce. So there's not a lot of people in these buildings, at least compared to what it was probably 10, 15 years ago. And so you've got a lot of wasted space in there as well.
So about $8 million over a decade, does that support that they just need a new headquarters?
Well, if you ask them, yes, for sure. They believe that these costs are only going to increase over the next 20 years. You know, they did a study a couple of years ago when they were first considering building a new headquarters. It looked at the cost. You know, what do we do if we just keep maintaining this building for the next 20 years versus building a new one? It was about a $30 million difference. And so that's why we are where we are now, which is JEA in the next couple of weeks deciding where they're going to move.
Now, remind us, what are the options on the table, David?
Well, JEA could be set up across the street from us here at WJCT over in Lot J. That is one proposal from Jacksonville Jaguars owner Shad Khan. Also, we have another development group that would love to see JEA move to the South Bank near the Skyway station over there on Kings Avenue. And then the third proposal would be a city-owned parcel next to the Duval County Courthouse. And a lot of people love that proposal because it's infill development. We'll know more about that during the week of April 8th.
What's happening then?
That's when the JEA Board of Directors is expected to enter negotiations with one of those three finalists. Now, March 26th is the next JEA board meeting. That's just their regularly scheduled board meeting. And that'll be probably the last time that the public can show up, offer public comment, and speak to the board directly on what their preference would be. I think there's a lot of people who want to see JEA stay in the urban core, and so it's going to be a pretty interesting decision for them to make in the next couple of weeks.
All right. If you want to weigh in on JEA's headquarters, that's March 26th. Thanks to David Cotton, associate editor at the Jacksonville Daily Record. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Business Brief.